This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Water We Drink. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Big Spring, Texas is named after a spring that dried up decades ago. And generally, water is a scarce resource in this part of Texas, and droughts have made matters worse in recent years. So people in Big Spring have had to find new ways of providing water. In 2013, the city became the first town in the U.S. to start treating and then immediately reusing its wastewater. Some people call this toilet to tap. It's not a favorite term among water engineers, but it kind of describes what's going on here. Reporter Kristen Cabrera says in most places, wastewater is treated and then it goes back into streams or the ocean.
But not here in Big Spring. After its initial treatment, this water goes through a second special cleansing and straight back to the tap without ever seeing the light of day or getting back to nature. It's a process called direct potable reuse. So wastewater, what are we talking about exactly?
Ah, wastewater. Yes, it's, well, a lot of places have moved towards using the term used water. But historically, we've used the term wastewater to represent water that has been used and then sent for treatment and disposal.
That's USC environmental engineer Amy Childress. So yeah, sure, let's call it pre-owned water. It's what you flush down the toilet, the water flowing down the sink and shower drain. In most places, it gets treated and sent to what Amy calls an environmental buffer. Basically, any natural-seeming body of water, like a river or a lake.
The buffer is also talked about as a psychological barrier because it does distract us from where us being citizens, not engineers, distracts us from where the water came from.
She says the buffer is also a kind of safety net. If something goes wrong in the treatment, you can catch it because the water isn't going directly from drain to facility back to tap. It hangs out for a while in some kind of reservoir. The thing is, in the West Texas heat, the reservoirs are constantly losing water.
Mother Nature would take it away from you just as easy as she gave it to you. I mean, we can't control that.
That's John Womack, operations manager at the Colorado River Municipal Water District.
Especially with all the wind we have out here and all the heat that we have in the summertime, this is a very arid climate. That's our biggest enemy is evaporation.
So instead, John's team takes Big Spring's wastewater and gives it that special second cleansing. The district now saves 1.7 million gallons of water each day, effectively making the city itself another water source. The city removes all the, big chunky stuff from the wastewater. From there, instead of going back into nature, the water takes another journey. Step one, it gets microfiltered.
Just think of the water as simply being filtered. The beauty of a microfilter is they have the ability to filter down to 1/10 of a micron, which is a very small particulate.
He's talking 1/500 the width of a human hair. This step helps get rid of most bacteria, but not viruses. That's step two, reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis is different than filtration. Water is actually being diffused through a cellulose membrane. So you're actually getting down to the actual atomic level.
Finally, it goes through super intense UV processing. That's step three.
Individual molecules of water are going through that membrane and not allowing other molecules to go through.
First, they add in a small stream of hydrogen peroxide. It's the stuff that stings when you put it on a cut. The peroxide gets shaken up and spread through the water. After that, the water enters the UV light chamber.
Inside each one of those reactors are 72 light tubes. They look a lot like a fluorescent light bulb. So no matter where you are inside that reactor, wherever the water is, it's getting exposed to this UV light. And that reacts with the hydrogen peroxide, so it'll kill or destroy anything that's left in the water.
What comes out is pure H2O. A super water of sorts. No minerals, just good old hydrogen and oxygen.
You want to taste some?
I do.
Okay. It's 99.9% pure water. Cheers.
It tastes like nothing. Some people say water doesn't have any flavor, but really, it'll have the taste of what minerals are in it. this water truly has no taste.
In all actuality, you could not drink this all the time. It's too pure. It would leach minerals out of your body.
Next, that super water gets mixed with some of the reservoir water, gets treated again by the city, and pumped back to the taps. But city pipes are old and made out of iron, and that's been causing some issues. So by the time the water gets to Brandy Mayo's restaurant, she says it's not so super.
Have you tried the tap water? No? Would you like to?
Sure, I'd like to see it.
Brandy opened the Mayo Sauce Family Diner 2 years ago. First on the checklist of restaurant necessities, a reverse osmosis system.
Quite a difference, actually. One is like nice and crystal clear. The other one kind of has a yellowish tint to it. It tastes really awful because it already smells bad.
Brandy's customers specifically ask for filtered water.
The first time people order water here, they ask, is it reverse osmosis? If you said no, surely they would say, well, I'll take a Dr. Pepper or something else. Some restaurants charge for water.
In this area, it's pretty common for a restaurant to have its own reverse osmosis treatment system. That was true even before the whole toilet-to-tap, direct potable reuse stuff happened. Looking down at the yellowish tap water in the white styrofoam cup, I take Brandy's word that it tastes bad.
This is in a small portion. You should see it in the bathtub.
City manager Todd Darden hears that complaint all the time. But he says despite what it looks like, the water is perfectly fine to drink.
Again, quality issue, not a health and safety issue. As far as the state goes, it's more of a nuisance type situation.
He says that having a reverse osmosis system for the whole city would be overkill.
That's just not feasible. And it's a waste. You wouldn't want to use that on your grass.
At Brandy Mayo's restaurant, her water system is basically a mini version of step 2 of the district's treatment process. And it's not cheap. The man she bought it from, Dickie Wright. He's been a water purification dealer in Big Spring for 40 years.
My great-grandma bailed her water and put it in a bucket and brought it in the house. I thought that was cool because I helped her. And we took a bath in the kitchen, but that was the rules. It was just, but we were happy. That's what we did.
But having crystal clear water, Dickie says that's more of a luxury. He's meeting the bougie demands of modern West Texas.
Over a period of time, you see everybody carrying a little bottle of water around.
The water is tested daily by the city, so despite its off-putting attributes, it's safe to drink. Folks here just don't trust it, and that's what keeps Dickie in business.
People are just more conscientious about it, and that's it, you know. And they go, well, my kid's not drinking city water because I want them to have it. Well, it wouldn't hurt them a bit to drink Big Spring water. It will not kill them.
For The Pulse, I'm Kristen Cabrera.